Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. How about that? That defense last night, I know the refs certainly played a role in it, especially in the first half. I don't know about the second half. I could see where the Chiefs would be pissed off about some of the calls. The holding call that negated the interception by Tyrann Mathieu, the interference by Tyrann Mathieu in the end zone on a ball that looked like it was uncatchable. I could see it, but Chiefs weren't winning that game.
Nah.
I mean,
so it was that what we had talked about could potentially happen is you don't just lose your offensive tackles.
No, right.
And everything's fine. Pat Mahomes got a taste of Deshaun Watson football pre-Tunsil. Like, oh my God. But pre-Tunsil, pre-Howard. He got a taste of Julian Davenport and Roderick Johnson and Chris Clark. That's what it's like to play in that.
Yeah.
And he, you know what he was doing? It was texting me like, this is kind of Manzelli what he's doing now. You know, he had some scrambles where he really was not good. I mean, Pat Mahomes, I've never seen him that inaccurate. Throwing balls, basic throws, what I call everyday throws, into the ground. He misses his first two throws to Mecole Hardman, which should have been easy plays down the field. And I'm like, wow, he doesn't usually miss those. Then he's throwing balls on the ground, swing passes. Man.
Well, I mean, he did throw a couple of balls where he was laying sideways and hit Williams in the face mask with the ball.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, that was at the very end of the game.
No. Early on.
Well, Williams got hit in the face. 31? Yeah. Darrell Williams? Yeah. He got hit twice in the face mask where it went.
What about when he was when he was laying sideways and he threw the ball?
Oh, so they had couple incredible throws.
And Tyreek Hill should have had a ball early. That hit him in the hands.
There's hands by him, but yeah, he makes that catch a lot.
He makes that catch. I mean, they just didn't play. Listen, you can't. Todd Bowles is getting a bunch of credit, and Todd Bowles deserves a bunch of credit, but that offensive line couldn't block. They couldn't block anybody.
Nah,
I mean,
Mike Rimmers.
How about the double corner blitz he dialed up?
Let me tell you something. My dad said Todd Bowles is the best defense coordinator he coached with in his entire career.
Really? Really?
Not even close. He's like, Todd Bowles dials up the most difficult blitz packages that you're going to find. That was his favorite defense coordinator he ever worked with, and he worked with Dick LeBeau.
Wow.
And he said Todd, my dad loves Dick LeBeau, but he's like, Todd Bowles is unbelievable at dialing stuff up. And he had to be with the way he took Tyreek Hill out of the game. And, yeah, the double corner blitz, like Tony Romo says, who does that? You never do that. Yeah. That's because you never do it is why he did it, because you're not ever looking for that.
Yeah. Well,
it really was a great job by him. It was a combination. Here's how you get beat 22. When you have a banged up offensive line and a really good defense coordinator, you get beat 22.
Yep. Well, Dell, you can't be happier about Tom Brady, I would imagine. It's not even arguable. Your guy is the GOAT, and everybody's lauding him. He won at home. You gotta love. I mean,
you know,
moved to another team and won.
No, same dislike for him that there always will be. It's funny you mention that because I realized at some point, you know, it doesn't the game as a god of hand. I was like, okay, if I mute this, I'm not gonna be bothered by Jim Nance and his salivating. And I got a text from someone who felt the same way.
Yeah, I don't talk to you.
I hate you actually sometimes. The Brady and Gronkowski show, and then they did the throw up emoji. Like, as soon as I muted the game, I think it was when they went up 21-6 at half. Like, all right, this is going to be a whole thing where Jim Nance can't help himself. So I just muted it. In fact, the game wasn't even on my big TV. It was on my laptop. I was watching Netflix. It was fine.
Wait. You just lost all your sports. Turn your sports card in.
I don't care about the sports card.
You had the game on a laptop, and you had Netflix on during Brady's championship, during his seventh Super Bowl, and Gronkowski's two touchdowns?
I don't care about Gronkowski. The logistics of it is I'm not paying for TV right now. I cut it off. And in fact, the cutoff was yesterday, so I didn't even have the ability to watch it on a normal stream. So I had to find a way to watch it.
Oh yeah, well Yahoo had it. Yahoo, you could have streamed the whole thing through Yahoo.
I streamed it. I found a way. It didn't matter. Huh. So I was on my laptop, so I wasn't even on my TV. So I wasn't as pissed off as I would have been if I was watching it like locked in. So it was okay. It's fine.
That throw. I mean, that is so unbelievable. He's laying, he's getting tackled and throwing it sidearm and hit him in the face and hit Williams in the face mask. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Well, I mean, you had to be proud of Tommy Boy, your buddy.
No.
You had to love him. Can you admit that maybe he's better than David Woodley?
Who said he wasn't better than David
Woodley?
Well,
I'm just saying. Oh,
I didn't. I didn't watch David Woodley play. I don't have any connection to David Woodley.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying.
Dan Marino, though. But whatever.
All right. All we need now is for you to admit that that's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
I said that on Friday.
And you love him.
I don't love him.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is such a thing where you can't dislike a player because he's great. You don't like Kobe. He's a great player. Don't like him.
He wasn't really that good.
Oh, see, there it is. I will freely admit that Tom Brady's really, really good. You can't even admit that Kobe's good because like him. No, there's a difference. No. There's the difference. You're being a little disrespectful.
You're disrespecting him a little bit. No,
you are.
No. All kinds of, man, I don't know if it led to anything, but the Brett Reed and his accident with the child in the hospital charges pending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
trouble. You know, he's had more than one.
Yeah. This is multiple.
Yeah. I think I heard he had two, and he's had some issues before. I mean, Andy Reed, we know his other son passed away, and this is, the week of the Super Bowl, that's and then Jim Nantz mentioning it and talking about it yesterday on the air.
Andy Reid addressed it after the game. He said, football-wise, he didn't think that it had anything to do with the game.
But no.
This kind of stuff.
But, you know, it's just those kind of distractions for a team, but it's really much more than that. I mean, it's distractions for a team. It's, for Andy Reid, it is worrying about your son. It's worrying about what your son did for another family. It's worrying about that family. Mm-hmm. I had somebody call me yesterday and was like, you know, in this day and age, he said, we make enough money in this business. There's no reason to not take an Uber. If you have any drinks, take an Uber.
Yeah.
And you're
Super Bowl week.
Yeah. And the point was made. And he goes, watch Andy Reid's, or he goes, Britt will be back coaching again. He goes, you know, it's unbelievable that some of these guys just get away with what the general public wouldn't get away with. And I don't know. I don't know that there's any. I'm not sure he is still around. Because like I said, this isn't the first time he's had some issues before. So he may not still be around.
Well, and that was a car that was off on the side of the road, and another car stopped to help, and he hit them both. And and apparently, I don't know, but he ended up at home where the cops were able to see that he had had some drinks. And, I mean, and then he admitted to having some drinks.
Oh, hit and run?
I don't know if it was hit and run, but it was. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know. But I the way I read it is that they got him at home and they found out, they knocked on the door and he said, yeah, he had had a couple of drinks. I don't know. All I know is that kind of thing happened before a Super Bowl. Usually has an effect. It usually has an effect, and it certainly is never positive. And especially you feel for that little girl that's still in the hospital. But hey. We've never seen anything like this out of Pat. How about that Pat Mahomes had never lost a game by double digits? Mm-mm. Is that unbelievable?
Never been held to single digits, never lost a game by double digits, and he was bad. I mean, the interception that he threw, he had just things that we don't usually see is he was part of it. I mean, it was the interception in the end zone there, even at the end, where he could have, like, covered the 3.5 in the fourth quarter.
Whoa.
You know, minus 3.5 fourth quarter. Yeah.
And he didn't. He didn't do diddly, did he, for you?
Not for me, for people.
For people who might bet on him minus 3.5 in the fourth quarter.
For people who had that, uh-huh. He threw a rocket sidearm into triple coverage of Travis Kelce because he was always doing these Johnny Manziel moves where he was like, what can I do to double back and lose 20 more yards and like, how about y'all get into quick game? Like, I didn't, they can't, like, where was this? Doink. Quick passes.
Right.
Where was jet sweeps?
When two guys
where
are
Where was crossers when underneath?
When both corners are coming, aren't there two hot reads now? Shouldn't one of those guys be like, okay, turn around and get a ball?
I'm telling you, I've never seen Pat. Pat looked really mortal. He wasn't Patrick Mahomes. I'm gonna call him Pat. Whoa. He played like Pat.
Pat, what about
this
Patty?
Is like, hey, you know what I recognized yesterday? Like, hey, that's the guy I wrote up. Whoa. When I compared him to Jay Cutler. That was him. That's him. I just saw him. I hadn't seen him any other time.
Nope.
But yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute. This is the guy I wrote up.
Yeah, actually, that was
doing the crazy stuff that doesn't make sense.
That was the guy who throwing didn't off have balance. The players nearly as good as the other teams and couldn't. And he was running around and throwing balls all over the place. Yeah, that was that guy. No, that was. Yeah, that was that guy. He finally showed up.
That was Texas Tech.
I like to call him Patty Mahomes.
That's okay. It's his Irish name.
Yeah. No. And you don't know.
Patty Mahomes.
You don't know if he's Irish or what.
You know, no, so, I know he's Irish. Mahomes is an Irish name.
Oh, Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes. I can't believe he threw the ball over the place. Completed it at all.
So we got a lot to do. You want to get in here? Anything that you want to share about your Super Bowl? We got Rockets talk. There's some Deshaun stuff. This firings this weekend is starting to come to. Oh yeah,
y'all probably missed this. There was more firings this weekend from the Texans, and it's got a chance to maybe get a little. I wonder who was in charge of that. I mean, it's not Cal, obviously.
Well, it can't. Apparently, I don't know. I don't know.
Right. I mean, isn't
behind the scenes, we hear it's Easterby. That's cleaning house on people, on really really good people, and a lot of minorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, wow, how can you do that? You can't just do that.
Well, I don't know why you would. And why you're firing lifers from like
and people,
field, you know, guy who does the field and guy listen, who does the equipment.
I didn't know. I forgot I'd known Mike Parson. I had met Mike Parson a couple of times, and he is beloved there. Beloved there. Everybody loves that guy. And he just comes out of nowhere firing from the top rope. It's like, what the hell are you doing? 712 ESPN 97.5. We could talk about it on the other side right here. But first, let's get a generator in here.
Well, Generator Supercenter is who you're going to call and who you're going to rely on more than likely. I mean, Generator Supercenter, they've been around for a while. But the great thing is they're the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. And the Generac automatic standby generator is what we're talking about. This is the generator for you. This is the one that is a standalone standby generator that when your electricity goes off at any time due to a blown transformer, due to issues with the weather, whether it's wind, whether it is a heavy storm, whether it is a hurricane or a tropical storm, it is going, or maybe it's whether this freeze that we have coming up. You know, sometimes you have branches get heavy if they have ice on them that can break and do damage. I remember my parents lost their energy for two straight weeks when they were in Buffalo before, you know, and they didn't have a generator. They had to eventually leave the house and get to a hotel. I mean, you don't want to do these things. Make sure that you have a Generac automatic standby generator, because when your electricity goes off, the generator goes right back on and you have your full functional electricity for your home. And that is something that is a great peace of mind. Go to Generator Supercenter, and remember, there's a free estimate for you, and they have low monthly payments, and you can get it fully financed, 281-377-9774. That's Generator Supercenter.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen, my hat goes off to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the job that they did. I know I haven't had a chance to address you since the accident happened that my son was involved in. My heart goes out to all those that were involved in the accident, in particular, the family with the little girl who's fighting for her life. And listen, it's a tough situation. I can't comment on it any more than what I am here. So the questions that you have, I'm gonna have to turn those down at the time. But just from a human standpoint, man, my heart bleeds.
That came from me.
For everybody involved in that.
There's Andy Reid last night after the game.
Some autoplay thing from a different window.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's Andy Reid after the game last night. That's your kid after you had another kid. Ted hit his obviously
impossible
his problems and impossible. And so yeah, it's awfully difficult. You would pray for that little girl though. You saw a picture of her. She's fighting for her life. She's in critical condition in the hospital. Goodness gracious. So that's
coma. Well, it was as of the taking of this picture. I haven't heard anything new.
That's the really, really, really hard part. Looking at that little girl. That's
$290,000 was raised from GoFundMe.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's probably going to cover everything, but you don't know. And there's going to be a civil suit or insurance and to help the family out. But the main thing is you just want to make sure that she's healthy. You know, you want to make sure she's healthy. I don't think this is his second arrest. He was charged in 2017 with driving under the influence and drug violations. I don't see him coming back to the team as a coach. They gotta let him go.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just too much of a distraction. And it's just, you know, he's got a son who has had drug issues, who's passed away. This son had issues in 2007, and then now this in 2021, 14 years apart. I mean, I don't know if he was, I don't know what he blew into the whatever, but.
He said, he told the cops he had a couple, three drinks. I don't know that he blew into.
Even if his blood alcohol is such that they say, look, he wasn't legally impaired. There are cars on the side of the road. It was just whatever. You know, I always think about that. That could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
The cars on the side of the road, you come over the top of a, you know, not an overpass, but you know what I mean? Like sometimes you go up a little hill here and then there's somebody right there on the side of the road. There's not a lot of space. I've thought about that before, about when you try to get out, how many times do you hear about, well, not a ton, but we've heard plenty about good Samaritans trying to help out and they get hit by another car.
Yeah, right.
And you wouldn't even have to be under the influence. With that said, this guy has a little bit of a history. I don't see Britt Reid coming back, and let's hope that this little girl pulls through and that the family does well, because that is a blight on the Super Bowl, certainly from a Kansas City Chiefs standpoint, and that's going to hang over their entire organization until this little girl hopefully heals.
Yep, that sure would be. That'd be the best outcome from all of this, the best thing that could have happened to the Chiefs organization. After what happened last night.
Tell people what happened with the Houston Texans over the weekend.
Well,
I don't have my phone. I have a text where I could read it, but I actually...
Well, this actually happened. We talked about it last Friday. We talked about the firings.
Well, but not... There's additional firings. We talked about equipment, and there's four other firings.
Well, there was... Yeah, their whole teams. You know, you fired Tup Parson, and you fired Doug West, and you fired...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So inside the building... There were four more minorities fired. Three were black, one is Polynesian. And I say that because I'm just letting you know this could come up now as a thing.
Oh, no, no, no.
I think
no.
It's going to.
And I think it, and I think, well, it, you know, I don't know, well, it should, but it's awfully difficult in this day and age to just be dismissing minorities at a rate that's happening right now. Listen. I don't know. Jack Easterby with his stereotypes of his stand-up stereotype thing. I mean, I ain't putting anything on him, but my goodness, when you're stereotyping the way that he and how awful and how he thinks he's funny. And
I never really
stupid,
thought about that, but that's true. Like the simple, basic generalizing and stereotyping of, and I know it was for comedic purposes, but it gives you an insight into, I don't think he really knows people like he thinks he knows people. I missed the one where he said he was crip walking on water. So when you're at a black church and he's at a black church, this is told to me. He goes, do you think people at a black church find it funny when you're talking about a crip walk, which is a gang dance? It's a crip dance. He said, do you think they find anything about gangs funny? in a black church where they're dealing with stuff and this is told to me by a black guy who's like, you want to talk about missing the mark? This guy's talking to a black church. I guess he knows. This one apparently, and Jack's got hair. I mean, it's not great, but he needs a Linville. But have you seen that one?
No.
Oh yeah, where he's got these huge baggy like dad pants on, well, and he's got some hair.
Let's listen to it.
Well, let's listen to it and see what you think, John.
His name is Jesus, right? We know about Jesus, right? He hung on the cross. He fed 5,000, right? I'm just trying to feed me and my family. You know what I'm saying? He walked on water. Y'all think Jesus like crip walked on water? Like he got out there, he was just like, "Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all know what I'm talking about?" Okay, you can.
Why are you smiling? You're cringing, aren't you? Yeah. So it's like at a black church, or it's a group of black people, and you hear his voice. This is his voice for like, watch how down I'm going to be. I'm going to talk about crip walking, which is hilarious for Jesus. That Jesus was a crip, I think, first of all, a lot of bloods are going to be pissed. Number one, he's already created enemies. And number two, I don't think they like Jesus and crip walking together, where they're like, what did he just say? Hmm. You know what I'm saying? He tried to feed his family. You know what I'm saying? That, like I said, if any of y'all find him going Simon or Chale or Orale ever, if you ever catch Jack saying Orale in any videos, I got $100 bounty right now. I pay you $100 on the spot.
Jack's lucky I'm not in that church, because I'd be like,
excuse me.
When you see black people who look like me, do you immediately think of gangs?
Crip walking?
Of gangs? What are you doing? That's a man who's obsessive about race, because I would have never thought about Jesus crip walking.
No.
But he's in
the
a
whole idea. How in the world do you come up with
idea.
Crip walk?
I mean, the whole idea. No.
Well, that's playing into what you think the audience
is
about.
Cares
like, who
about.
Can't read an audience?
Yeah.
Right? Y'all think he was crip walking? Ha ha!
And then you had to see, you saw him immediately quickly get away from
immediately.
It. Immediately.
No response. Play it again, because you can hear it. The end where he goes, okay, y'all, did you cut it off at all?
No, it's
because you can tell
seconds.
In his video, like, no one. Have you noticed that people don't really laugh in a
no,
lot of these things?
No, I think that's funny. No, I think that's fun. No, it's not. It's not funny.
All right, you get it later.
Anything's funny.
You'll get it later. Yeah. How do you bomb? The reason I would never do stand-up comedy, I've got stuff, and I do it on the radio and all this stuff, but man, 5 minutes on a microphone, the fear of bombing. Jack, I give him a lot of credit. Jack has bombed multiple times on stage. Clearly, he's hit some, or he wouldn't be where he is. His biggest bomb is with the Texans. He still won't get off the stage.
No.
He's still on the freaking stage.
Well, that's the thing. But you can't walk away from the money that he's got there and the position. And this is what – but if you – anybody in that – everybody in that organization except the guy that matters, Cal McNair, has to look at that guy and how he's hurting the organization – how he's bringing such a terrible, terrible aura to this organization.
Cal's the club owner. He's like, I'm going to keep booking him. This guy is great. We're going to keep booking him, and I'm going to keep making him the headliner. Like, Cal, the people coming in, they're not going to keep spending a two-drink minimum if you keep booking this act. This act isn't funny.
No, I can tell you a lot of people that
other comedians in the club don't find them funny.
I ain't buying no more two drink minimums. I'm done.
You know, last week you were from all the sounds.
Yeah.
I was enjoying. This one is so uncomfortable.
Play it again.
Because look, Lance has the imagery correct. He's got the cul-de-sac going because he's bald, but he's hanging on the sides. Yeah. He's got the cul-de-sac. And the pants are baggy. And
the pants are like, it's quadruple-sized Dockers.
Ooh,
like,
listen to this.
His name is Jesus, right? We know about Jesus, right? He hung on the cross. He fed 5,000, right? I'm just trying to feed me and my family. You know what I'm saying? He walked on water.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all think Jesus like crip walked on water? Like he got out there. He was just like, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Okay, when he goes, okay, that's when no one's laughing. He goes, okay.
And even the whole, he's just trying to feed his family is what you've heard athletes talk about when
I'm just trying, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, even that part you've heard people,
I'm just trying to feed my family.
Say, I'm just trying to feed my family when guys make decisions about where they're going to school or stuff like that happens all the time. That's where he got it from. Man.
How is he still, how?
It's truly incredible.
How does he still have this job?
In Pro Football Talk had an article that just says, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Easterby. That was the name of the whole article. And they just show these videos. They're just like, well. But the most incredible thing, I had this conversation too, with somebody who used to work with the Texans. And it's that, you know, I know you guys hear us talking about, watch, and y'all can call in and say if this is the case. We'll get to you guys on the phone in a second. But we've talked about Jack Easterby for quite a while, right? Dating back to last year. We've been on Jack Easterby and just tried to tell you about him. I was shocked that I never really thought about this, but this is the first time people saw him was a Sports Illustrated article. The first time they heard him was really like when these videos came out. I didn't think about that before. I had somebody who listens to the show religiously, who we're friends with her and her husband. She's like, oh my God, that's Jack Easterby. I know Alonzo was listening to our show one day. He goes, well, you guys kill this Jack Easterby guy. He heard the videos. He's like, oh my gosh, that's Jack Easterby. So I've been trying to tell you, this is Jack Easterby. You're hearing, and a lot of people, this is their first time actually hearing him. This is what we've been talking about.
I mean, that stuff, you know, whatever, cornball and all, it's the backstabbing and the bloodletting.
Yeah, but how does that guy get in?
That's the thing.
How does that guy get in, John?
The ladder climbing, the backstabbing, the, you know, the bloodletting of really good people in the organization. That's the key. That's for me. Where you can't trust. Now, this is an organization you can't trust anything now. You can't trust. And I don't blame. You know, if you want to know the truth, Deshaun is right about this. Deshaun is right. I mean, I got to get. If I was on this team, I would go do anything I possibly could. If somebody else wanted me, I would want to go anywhere else but here.
But he.
Anywhere
but
else.
But Deshaun could get rid of him, and he's chosen not to, which tells you he does really want to be gone.
Yeah, like no, Deshaun, you know, if Deshaun's to, probably at a point where I don't give a rat's ass what they do. Yeah, I
just if I'm leaving, I'd rather he stay.
Yeah. 729. All right, Charlie and Slappy, you guys are right on the other side. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, any thoughts on anything we've talked about, any of the Super Bowl, any of the Texans, there's a lot of stuff, actually, we got to get to. But so let's start with Charlie here. Charlie wants to talk about it. Jack Easterby. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Yeah, hey, I had two questions. I had two questions, but before I get to it, hey, I saw that video of Jack Easterby. Man, that's why I was embarrassed watching that.
It's embarrassing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, no offense, two players. All right, you know? Yeah.
I swear, if I was in that crowd, I would have hit him with that. Man, you corny. But, nah, so I was going to say, well, two questions. The first one, do y'all think he's cutting all those people because he found out who's the one that was giving the Sports Illustrated all those article stuff? And the other question was, since what are the odds? What are the odds you guys, on the other hand, put the team to make a serial this whole time?
I didn't get that last question.
He said, what are the odds that he's just puppeteering Nick Caserio?
I know there is a thought that he's got his hooks into Nick. People in the league think, because I asked, I said, hey, how is Jack still allowed? And that guy said, well, because Nick buys in. And he's got his hooks into Nick. Nick's a believer.
Ugh.
He called him, he said, Nick's a believer. And it made me, in my heart, I was like, oh, something about that phrase, Nick is a believer.
And Jack Easter.
Made me like, oh, I don't like the way that even sounds.
No. No.
Just call him a believer. Like, that's a term you
use
for Jack Easterby.
I mean, Nick Caserio was the only way Jack Easterby keeps his job. So he must be a believer. I mean, he's got to be.
Yeah, he is. That's the scariest part is, even though he's the GM, Nick's a believer. I guess that's what you call him. And so is Jack puppeteering him? I don't think he's going to puppeteer him, but he's going to be allowed to. The puppet master is going to be allowed to stay around. Like, you better be careful. If you're still in the building, if you keep Jack in the building, you have the potential to be puppeteered.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 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 no.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could buy into the Kool-Aid. You could drink the Kool-Aid. And, the firings.
Oh, were they the ones leaked?
Yeah, leaking. I don't know about that. I think there are former employees that are leaking a lot of that stuff.
Well, I mean, but you know, it could have been. People in the building, like it was, they say they corroborated with 20 people, current and former stuff. So I don't know. There's a chance they could have thought they were leakers.
Maybe.
And that's the kind of thing that will get you.
Right. If you're not a believer then, Jack Easterby, then you got to get out of the building. You've got to get out of the building.
Actually, yes. Mm-hmm. That's not even a joke.
If you're behind the scenes going, man, this guy, he's killing us.
Or you're with me or against me.
Or you're out of the building. I mean, I could certainly see where they're just like, holy cow, what has happened to this team? What has happened to this organization?
Art says, Jack Easterby be like, black fish, Mexican fish, Chinese fish, you're all fired. Stop, Art.
Hey, what's up, fish? Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Oh, that one made me see. The Crip Walk was hard to watch when I first saw that this week, and I'm like, oh, they're digging up all his best acts. I sent y'all, who made that? Some guy named Hustletown. I can't remember his name was. It's Jack, he's got he's got a microphone in his hand. His arm is resting on the mic stand. It looks just like a stand-up comedian thing. And it has the Netflix logo, and it just says, know what I'm saying? And it's like they created a Netflix stand-up meme for Jack Easterby. Brilliant. It was brilliant, by the way. But, people are going and they're all looking for, you know, kind of a best-of compilation right now.
It's just unbelievable that this organization would continue to let this guy just undermine it and just blow it up from inside out. Honestly, the way that people look at this organization now, I really can't see. I mean, there's money. Now, the Texans are over the cap. Man, it's going to be about $181 million, which is down from $198 million. So the Texans are going to be in even more trouble, but that's the estimate, is that it's going to be $180 million. Well, even when they free up free agents, this is going to be a lot like the Rockets. Remember when Daryl said, I got to trade for guys because I can't get guys to come here. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to get guys to come because there's so many jobs available in the NFL. But really big name guys, like you saw Gronk last night, Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette. They went specifically to play with Tom Brady. They wanted to play with Tom Brady. So they were like, I got to get to Tampa Bay. Who the hell is going to say, I got to get to Houston? With the quarterback that can't stand that,
I got to get to
Houston because boy, oh boy, whoo! Now they'll get guys because there's only so many jobs. But I mean, I pick the Browns. Historically crappy places. Now with Trevor Lawrence, pick Jacksonville over the Texans. Is there a place that anybody would pick? Is there a place that anyone would pick the Texans over that place to go play football right now? I mean, honestly.
Apparently, they don't want to Crip walk on water like Jesus.
I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. You got that guy stabbing people in the back in the building. I mean, it's just like an owner that can't be dumber. You got a quarterback doesn't want to be here. The franchise guy that you just signed to a 4-year extension that wants out before he even kicks in. Is there anybody that says, boy, I got to get to Houston? Nobody. Not a player would pick. If there's another job for the same money, even the Jets I would rather go to. It's in New York. I mean, like I said, Jacksonville's got Trevor Lawrence now, man. I want to go, hey, that guy, they could be good in a hurry.
There's new blood there.
Yeah.
Here, there's new blood, but it's with the coach, but everything else is like, ugh. I don't want to play.
I don't want to be in that.
You can't be. And the players, you know, the players who are still around are telling guys, you don't want to come.
No,
here.
You don't want to come here. You don't want. That's right. That's the key. Is there so many guys behind the scenes that are going, this cornball. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because
they leave notes on your chair at your locker, mm-hmm. and it's like, what the?
Yeah,
are we? Is this Boy Scouts or is this the NFL?
And without JJ saying the decision was terrible, he said the decision to fire those equipment. Mike Parsons was terrible. He went out and said he supported him. Said anyone would be lucky to have him.
Yeah,
that's pretty much condemning the entire thing.
Absolutely, he did. Let's get Slappy in here. We'll talk about Super Bowl. What do you say, Slappy?
Oh my gosh, man! I forgot. I'm a loss for words because I had a subject I was going to talk about. But after hearing Jackie, you should be. Oh my god! It's like, you know what? If I was a Sean Watson, like, you want a black coach? He wants a black coach. Now you got Colin Powell, and then he wants a he wants. Now you got Pow Wow. So you got Pow Wow, you got Colin Powell. Like, I see what they're doing, man. You know the football time in Houston? That dude's from Biden. I see what they're doing. But, oh, my God.
Did you just call David Culley Colin Powell?
He's not the first.
Colin Powell.
Oh, he's not the first?
We'll give him Colin Powell. We'll give him a black coach.
Yeah.
The dude looks like Colin Powell's brother.
He kind of does.
I don't know, man. I'm at a loss for words right now. And you can't bet against Tom Brady. That dude is so arrogant that he went to Tampa Bay, and TB stands for Tom Brady now. He's just like, you know what? I'll just go to Tampa Bay and win a championship there. He's won more championships than franchises. Not one franchise has more championships than that one dude. That dude is living a life, man. I want to grow up and be him whenever I grow up.
No question. Yeah, I mean, come on. I want to grow up and be Tom Brady.
I mean, people would have loved if he wins, hopefully he throws three interceptions and won one of those games.
No.
It was like, Tom Brady's effing you guys up.
Yep.
How about this, though?
I thought Gronk had a chance to win the MVP.
I always felt the whole time that Pat Mahomes was -125 MVP. Brady was +175.
If they win, he's going to win.
Pick who you think is going to win. Yeah. He's going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's better than the – to me, it was like, well, if you like them to win, why not bet on that +175 instead of +145 in the money line? Yeah. If they win, it's probably going to be Tom Brady. Get more dollars out of it.
I'll tell you who I thought could have won was Levante David.
Man, he was great in coverage.
How do you
– I tell you
listen,
what.
Listen, nobody has covered Travis Kelce for 3 years. This dude was all over him.
He was
all
over Kelce. Levante David, Devin White. This is what the NFL looks like. Fast, playmaking linebackers. You don't have to draft them in the first round, but, you know, the Colts have Darius Leonard. You look around at some of the better defenses, how fast the linebackers are. Zach Cunningham is a 4.74. He's not a blazing fast linebacker. He's not.
Makes tackles, okay. You can poo-poo on it.
Way down
the league in tackles.
Way down the field.
Led the league in tackles. Okay.
He doesn't have a lot of impact.
One fish, two fish.
Well, you make a good point when you say that. Think about, okay, so tell me who all scored a touchdown for Tampa Bay.
Two by Gronk, one Fournette, and one AB. All guys that just got there.
None of them played for Tampa last year.
Right.
And the guy throwing them?
Yeah.
Didn't play for
Tampa.
None of those guys played for them last year.
Yeah. Vontae David, free agent. 31 mm-hmm. years old. Oh, it'll be 32 really soon. So he'll be at that tail end. But we'll see how much anyone wants to pay him.
You think he quit walked on water?
One year we had Levante David.
No, okay. Yeah,
David was selling, I don't know, Vaseline or something. I don't know what he was selling 1 year at the Super Bowl. And we had him on the show. I was shocked at how small he was. Now, he might have put on some since then. But
oh, no, he plays in the 220s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not big.
I was like, because we've had safeties on that are bigger than him.
Levante was one. He was one of the original small linebackers where you thought, is this too small to play linebacker? And then people, do you know Darius Leonard at times in the season plays in the like 219 range?
Right.
Wide receiver size. It's not, it's just Levante David was one of the original super fast, undersized. And you thought, well, he's just not big enough. And then you realize, if blocks can't catch up with him, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
He's listed at 233.
No,
I guarantee.
Well, he may have been. Now, this was a few years ago. He was on with us, and I was just like, "Dude, you're a linebacker, really?"
At the combine, he was 233. He ran a 4.57. I guarantee you, he plays lighter than that.
Yeah, he played. Well, he was a lot lighter.
He got to two. Well, remember that was back in the day of 2012, where you needed to be in the 230s. I'll bet you he water weighted that up just to get to 233, because you've seen him.
All right. 713-780-3776. Anything you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here. How about a little insurance right now, though?
TGS Insurance, homeowners insurance that's made affordable without sacrificing quality of the insurance. It's A-rated insurance. So insurance is, you know, homeowners insurance carries a rating. And this is an A-rated insurance that we're talking about. And it's multiple companies. And what TGS Insurance does is when you text the word money to 232323, they will find an insurance, you know, they will basically farm it out to these A-rated insurance companies, give them a chance to bid on your insurance, and then it's done. Now, the great thing is it literally is instantaneous, because the algorithm set up for these companies to make instantaneous bids, and so they will pass along the lowest one to you. So here's how it works. You text the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, you are going to have a firm quote back on your phone via text, and you can get started on the process. If you want to switch over, it could be done today, and it could be that simple where they can get you switched over, and it's really no hassle and no fuss for you. And if you've prepaid like I do, they can get your prepaid money back, your prorated amount back in the form of a check that will come in the mail, you know, within a week, and you're set to go. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Can you break bread with me? Break bread with me. Can you break bread with me? Break bread with me.
Whoa, Kitty.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 747 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So many. So much stuff from this weekend. Surprised. Some surprising stuff. First of all, the Texans aren't taking any calls about Deshaun Watson. Are we a little bit? They're taking the calls, but they're not. They're not saying. They're not saying they're not taking any negotiations. They're not negotiating at all. Surprised a little bit in that? No. I mean, that's maybe at some point they're going to have to say, okay, what? But right now they're telling everybody, nah, not interested. Not interested in trading a player. That's okay. The Rockets lose 111-106 to the Spurs. Surprised at all that there was a nice fight in the stands?
Considering the lack of people in the building, it was an upset.
Oh, I didn't get to see the fight.
You didn't see the fight?
They didn't show. They didn't cover it on the game. They did see
video.
I don't know if he's a streaker, but
there's a good video. Del put it in the rundown.
I don't know if there's a streaker necessarily. You saw the guy run on the field.
Yeah, I saw the guy run on the field. Here, it was okay. It was pretty good. I mean, for as few people as there are for this time.
How are these dumbass skulls? Are you sure this is the game?
This is during a game.
How are these people getting in at multiple thousands of dollars? This looks like just some janky ass people from a. This looks like a basketball game.
It is a basketball game.
I don't know if you...
That's not Super Bowl.
We didn't say that. We said Rocket Spurs fight.
Oh, I thought he had said Super Bowl.
No.
I'm like...
This is a Spurs game.
What the hell?
That's at Toyota Center.
Oh, there. Nice. See, I'm like, that looks like basketball.
Ooh, I think she's spitting on people.
Oh, no. Rocket Spurs will throw down. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rocket Spurs.
I was about to say, hey, a guy's got an Olajuwon jersey on.
But I'm going to tell you this. Where in the hell... This is going on for minutes. And there's no, you cannot, by the way, try to bring two drinks down an aisle to bring a drink to somebody or order two drinks at the bar. We ain't have, nobody can touch another person's drink at that place right now. But you can throw hands for minutes.
For a
while. This is 4 or 5 minutes going on where they're throwing hands and there's not a person in sight. But let's make sure nobody touches another
security
drink.
They probably cut back on security.
Well, I guess.
And there's only a certain amount of people.
Why we need them here?
Yeah, so if you're at 25% capacity.
Rad-ass Spurs fans, that's why. That's why we need them there. A surprise at all that Aaron Donald won Defensive Player of the Year?
No, he was. So, yes, a little bit. So, I was looking at the odds. It would have been cooler if TJ did for reasons, but so when you look at the JJ Watt came out, and I'm sure he was
he was told
to sit his ass down and all that by
Twitter, a bunch of people told him.
Oh yeah, because you know you're not supposed to have your brothers back, but he was right. I mean, every major category. I didn't realize it was that big a disparity.
Yeah, but there is a big disparity on number of double teams, double and triple teams too. And one guy's playing inside and the other's playing.
Well, out. Maybe so, but I mean, I think what hurt T.J. Watt is they lost all their momentum. The Steelers lost their momentum at the end of by the end of the year. They were losing games they shouldn't have, and Aaron Donald and his team picked up momentum. So it was a little bit of a surprise. I know from a betting favorite standpoint, it was T.J. Watt. It wasn't huge, but he was the favorite.
So Stephon Gilmore won Defensive Player of the Year last year, correct? Played 16 games, 20 pass defense, 6 picks. He won it. I don't remember what Aaron Donald and T.J. Watt's numbers were last year, the closest competitors. Any surprise that a guy with 10 picks wasn't even considered that strongly?
Yeah, how many votes? Did he get any first place?
He was.
It was distant, 27 to 20.
He was a distant third.
Was he?
Xavier Howard.
It's hard because you have Aaron Donald is everyone's favorite, and T.J. Watt has been building up to that. Xavier Howard, for whatever reason, just doesn't get a lot of.
He had the same
national run, and he's really talented.
Same amount of pass defense in 20, but added 10 picks.
Yeah.
And was a distant third to those two guys.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, he didn't make the playoffs. Maybe that hurt him a little bit. Well, it had nothing to do with him.
They won 10 games. They weren't a bad
team.
No.
Huh. I wonder why. Maybe it's just a Patriot thing. Stephon's on the Patriots. They're the Patriots, and that helped them out. I don't know. But the numbers would say that Howard had the better year.
But let's face it, you can also look at a defensive player and say tackle for loss, sack, pressure, hurt. Like you're talking about one stat, interception.
Well, 20 pass defense as well.
Right. That's what he does too.
Yeah.
They do different things.
Yeah, they do. And I'm just saying he had a better year than the guy who won it the last year, playing the same position.
If he was really good, it'd be like Lonnie Island, where nobody throw at him. If he was really good. So
Lonnie Island, who are you talking about?
Lonnie Johnson. Talking about Lonnie Island. That's all right.
You think that's a thing?
I know it's a thing. Okay. Teams ain't throwing at him. Not like they're throwing at Xavier Howard. Ooh. How do you get all those passes defense? Because you suck.
No, you have great ball skills, unlike Lonnie Johnson, maybe.
Uh-huh. You guys surprised that Aaron Rodgers is engaged to Shailene Woodley?
I mean, no. I didn't really think about it.
I didn't
know
that they were even going.
Apparently that news broke that they were together like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
And they're engaged already.
He said it. Shotgun. When he won his MVP.
Shotgun.
Oh, you think she might be preggers?
Shotgun wedding. Why would Aaron Rodgers need to be in a shotgun wedding?
Why
would he be getting married so fast, though?
Why would she?
Well, maybe he just
How long have they been together?
You know, she's a girl.
I mean, listen, after Danica Patrick, I'd marry her in a sec as soon as I met her.
Shailene Woodley can't get trapped into a shotgun marriage. She makes her own soap. She doesn't care. That woman, like, makes her own soap. She ain't going to get involved
in
a shotgun wedding.
So she was in Big Little Lies, but something else, though.
Her star turn, as the papers like to say, was she was in that young adult book adaptation. Divergent series, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a very popular book series.
But there's something else recently she was in.
Yeah,
that I watched.
She's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she works a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she's good.
What was it recently she was in? Y'all seen her before.
Yeah.
She's the dark hair. She's a brunette.
Oh, I just saw her in Snowden.
Okay.
I just watched that the other day. Allegiant, Divergent.
Yeah, that's the book.
Keep going.
Default in Our Stars.
She was in that.
What's that?
That was.
It's another one
Baby
of those.
Driver.
No. Yeah, he was in it. Yeah. That was the co-star. That's another one of those young adult books.
Yeah.
That sell really well and they turn them into movies.
Keep going. When we get outside of the.
Big Little Lies is what you know her for.
Franchise. I didn't
they're
see
not
Big
vampires.
Little
Basically, True Blood. If you're saying young adult books.
No, it was a book written. It's a no. The two kids had cancer. This wasn't a vampire book.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something.
She was in. She's in The Wonderful World of Disney. Me and Jack Easterby watched that together.
What else?
There's
something recently that we watched.
She has. It's
she
Big
was a
Little
snotty
Lies.
Girl in. She was a snotty girl in Everybody Loves Raymond.
I don't care about that. I'm officially done with her. I know who she is. If y'all don't know, too bad.
No, you don't know.
You don't know.
You're the only one that doesn't know.
I do know. I wanted you to just mention the name of the show.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is Mauritanian. The Mauritanian. Have you seen it? It's a movie about the guy, one of the guys who was in 9/11, and he fights for his freedom. And Jodie Foster's in it. She's the lawyer.
Are you talking about The Secret Life of American Teenager? Is that what you're talking about?
Is
that the show you were?
No. She doesn't. Is that another one that she's done?
She doesn't do a lot of TV. She doesn't do TV anymore.
I'm talking about a movie. I've seen her all on Netflix.
Yeah, we've seen her.
I know. I've seen her on Little Big. I'm just saying, I know. I remember
Adrift,
seeing her something recently.
Adrift? That movie where she's out in the water and they're lost at sea?
Nah, that one not either.
Well, you look at her IMDb and figure it out.
Keep going, Del.
No, look. It's you
good
look
radio.
At it.
It's good radio. You're, people are hanging on their edge of the
look
seat.
Look at her
like
IMDb
me.
And you can figure it out.
Not 10:756 ESPN 97.5. Jim, we'll get you in on the other side.
See, y'all haven't even mentioned weekend show.
713. Yeah, we haven't mentioned it because it was.
I didn't watch it.
Whatever.
Yeah, you were watching Netflix.
Yeah,
it was actually.
780-3776 is the number to hang with us.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.